Our job is only killing, how Sudan's brutal militia carried out a massacre. Typhoon barrels towards Cambodia after killing at least 193 in Philippines and Vietnam. Elon Musk's $110 pay deal approved by Tesla shareholders. The battle over Gaza's future, why no one can agree on the rebuild. COP30, world leaders take aim at Trump for climate inaction. British grandmother flies home after 12 years on Indonesian death row. Russian soldier sentenced to life in jail in unprecedented Ukrainian trial. Peru Congress declares Mexican president persona non grata. Harry apologizes to Canada for wearing LA Dodgers cap during World Series. Man catches fire after power bank overheats at Melbourne Airport Lounge. Sudan's RSF paramilitaries agree humanitarian ceasefire. Texas sues Roblox for putting pedophiles and profits over safety. Nancy Pelosi announces retirement after decades in U.S. Congress. UN lifts sanctions on Syrian president ahead of White House visit. Greek Coast Guard chief to be prosecuted over deadly migrant shipwreck. Louvre criticized for spending money on art instead of security in years before heist. Afghan opium crop plummets after Taliban ban. Unsurvey finds Boeing criminal case linked to deadly 737 crashes dropped. World's oldest presidents warn in for 8-term. Cameroon Trump wants South Africa out of the G20 except for World Summit. Pirates fire grenades and board vessel off Somali coast. Israel says Hamas returned body of dead, Tanzanian hostage. Mexico president to seek charges after being groped on street. Appeal to stop ostrich cull dismissed by Canada's top court. U.S. boat strikes are crimes against humanity, says former ICC prosecutor. Busiest U.S. airports to cut thousands of flights due to government shutdown. Great Barrier Reef may partially recover from grim future if global warming stays below 2 degrees Celsius. Democrats celebrate election wins. Regaining power will be harder. Small town India to cricket. World champions, the women who made history. Sudan's life-saving community kitchens on verge of collapse. Was climate change to blame for the strength of Hurricane Melissa? Inside Gaza, BBC sees total devastation after 2 years of war. Miss Universe contestants stage walkout after organizer berates Miss Mexico. Watch what New Yorkers want Mamdani to do as mayor. Watch cars pile up on Philippine streets after typhoon. Smoke hangs over Louisville after deadly plane crash. China's October rare earth exports rise 9% from September. Gold prices rise on weaker dollar, Fed easing bets. Still set for weekly loss, oil headed for second weekly loss amid lingering supply concerns. Trump meets Central Asian leaders to boost critical mineral ties. Oil prices curb some losses on soft dollar. Oversupply, demand concerns persist. One dead in South Korea power plant collapse as safety fears hamper rescue. World leaders punch back at U.S. climate denial ahead of Brazil's COP30 negotiations. New York Attorney General says she's asking a court to require USDA to release complete SNAP benefits. Western sanctions force Russians to turn to domestic wines. NVIDIA CEO says company not planning to ship anything to China. Japan stocks lower at close of trade. Nikkei 225 down 1.21%. Honda cuts annual operating profit after posting Q2 drop. Daimler Truck posts 40% drop in quarterly profit, but keeps annual forecasts. Samsung Elec names new head of its key decision-making body. Taiwan stocks lower at close of trade. Taiwan weighted down 1.42%. Apple streaming service restored after brief outage. Australia stocks lower at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 down 0.66%. Philippine growth slows sharply in Q3 as shocking corruption scandal dents confidence. China's October yuan exports to Russia drop the most in 8 months. China trade balance contracts in OCT as exports shrink for first time in 18 months. U.S. weekly jobless claims increase moderately, Haver Analytics estimates.